Back in the town, I went to the cafe to have a second coffee and some buttered toast. The waiters were sweeping out the cafe and mopping off the tables. One came over and took my order. "Anything happened at the encierro?" "I didn't see at all. One man was badly cogido."
"Where?"
"Here." I put one hand on the small of my back and the other on my chest, where it looked as though the horn must have come through. The waiter nodded his head and swept the crumbs from the table with his cloth.
"Badly cogido," he said. "All for sport, all for pleasure."
He went away and came back with the long-handled coffee and milk pots. He poured the milk and coffee. It came out of the long spouts in two streams into the big cup. The waiter nodded his head.
"Badly cogido through the back," he said.
He put the pots down on the table and sat down in the chair at the table.
"A big horn wound, all for fun, just for fun. What do you think of that?"
"I don't know."
"That's it, all for fun. Fun, you understand.
You're not an aficionado."
"Me? What are bulls? Animals, brute animals."
He stood up and put his hand on the small of his back.
"Right through the back, a coronada. Right through the back, for fun, you understand."
He shook his head and walked away, carrying the coffee pots. Two men were going by in the street. The waiter shouted to them. They were grave-looking. One shook his head.
"Muerto," he called.
The waiter nodded his head. The two men went on. They were on some errand. The waiter came over to my table.
"You hear? Muerto. Dead. He's dead. With a horn through him. All for morning fun. Es muy flamenco."
"It's bad."
"Not for me," the waiter said. "No fun in that for me."
Later in the day, we learned that the man who was killed was named Vicente Girones and came from near Tafalla. The next day, in the paper, we read that he was 28 years old and had a farm, a wife, and two children. He had continued to come to the fiesta each year after he was married. The next day, his wife came in from Tafalla to be with the body, and the day after, there was a service in the chapel of San Fermín, and the coffin was carried to the railway station by members of the Dancing and Drinking Society of Tafalla. The drums marched ahead, and there was music on the fifes, and behind the men who carried the coffin walked the wife and two children. Behind them marched all the members of the Dancing and Drinking Societies of Pamplona, Estella, Tafalla, and Sangüesa, who could stay over for the funeral. The coffin was loaded into the baggage car of the train, and the widow and the two children rode, sitting, all three together, in an open third-class railway carriage. The train started with a jerk and then ran smoothly, going downgrade around the edge of the plateau and out into the fields of grain that blew in the wind on the plain on the way to Tafalla.